Good evening, everybody. You're tuned to 103.2 Dublin City FM, and this is Europe Today with your presenters for this week, Ava Rutzel and myself, John Bourne. Coming up on the programme today, Ava will be speaking to renowned German expressionist painter Holger Herzfig about his current exhibition at Rathfarnham Castle here in Dublin. I'll be talking to the Wheel CEO Deirdre Garvey about her organisation's role in the Europe for Citizens programme. We'll have a rundown on some of the stories of European interest that have made the headlines here in Ireland, and we'll have some wonderful eclectic music from Britain and Romania for your enjoyment as well. So stay tuned to us here on 103.2 Dublin City FM for the next half an hour on your programme Europe Today. The European Consumer Centre is calling on all online traders to attend a major seminar dealing with the new EU rules on web disputes. The event takes place at the offices of Dublin Chamber of Commerce on Friday, May the 5th, and registration is open now. The European Commission recently updated the rules to deal with disputes where people have purchased goods online but either failed to receive the items or subsequent refunds. Martina Nee of the European Consumer Centre in Dublin says the seminar will help online traders to work with the new rules for settling disputes.
Well, it's to inform them about the legislation for alternative dispute resolution and online dispute resolution and the ODR, the new ODR platform, and how it impacts on their businesses and their obligations in relation to the legislation and the platform.
Ireland spent more on health as a percentage of government expenditure in 2014 than any other state in the EU, according to figures out today from Eurostat. 19.9% of government spending was used for running health services, putting us just ahead of the Czech Republic on 18%. Government expenditure on unemployment at 6.5% of the total was also the highest in the European Union. Ruth Deasy of the EU Commission Office in Dublin says the figures for Ireland on unemployment and health are quite marked.
Well, Ireland ranks up at the top for spending on unemployment, although this may have come down in the meantime. And we also are top for the percentage of government spending gone on health. And this is quite marked in the figures out today.
A major three-day EU-backed international workshop focusing on new technologies for people with autism took place at the Royal Hospital in Kilmainham, Dublin, on Monday. The event assessed new technological advances aimed at overcoming everyday difficulties experienced by those with autism. Over 60,000 people in Ireland are on the autistic spectrum and they are four times more likely to be unemployed. Dr. Shiona Gorman of the Respect organisation, which undertakes research on intellectual disability, says researchers outlined pioneering technologies for matters which most of us take for granted.
They are going to be looking at a range of different projects, developing a virtual reality tools to teach social skills. And they're looking to develop specific apps to help people navigate public transport, looking at personalised programmes to tackle obesity and increase healthy lifestyles.
The Sinn Féin MEP Matt Carty says the merging of an EU-wide school milk and fruit and vegetable scheme could cost more than necessary. The European Parliament last week adopted a new draft law to ensure children in the EU benefit from better funded combined school milk, fruit and vegetable schemes. While supporting the plan, Matt Carty says the scheme could be jeopardised because of unnecessary costs.
One of the issues that I took umbrage at was that there has been a refocus at a European level towards actually advertising the European Union's involvement in the scheme, so that there will be an onus on schools to display the European Union flag and to put on a logo on all different issues. But that actually is taking money away from actually the purpose of the scheme, to get milk and fruit to enter into children's diets. But I don't agree with making a scheme so elaborate that it ends up costing more money to administer it. The whole purpose of putting these two schemes together was actually to reduce the administration costs.
A minute's silence was held in the European Parliament's Agricultural Committee this week to mark the number of farmers across the EU who have taken their own lives because of the crisis in the agricultural markets. The EU Agricultural Commissioner Phil Hogan was also present. The minute's silence was held after a French MEP, José Bové, requested it to highlight the desperation of farmers over falling prices for their produce. The Fine Gael MEP, Sean Kelly, who attended the event, said it highlights the difficulties farmers are enduring across the EU.
I went because of my concern at the crisis and speaking to farmers in the constituency. They want to see what's going to happen. And indeed, that position was raised by Mr. Bove in his speech. And rather than availing of the 1 minute to make points in agriculture, he asked for the 1 minute silence, which was given. And it does bring out the difficulties that farmers are under at the minute. He said there were 600 suicides in France, almost 2 days, you could say. And he said it was related to the crisis.
The independent MEP Marion Harkin has dismissed fears that Ireland's failure to form a government is damaging its reputation. The Midlands North West MEP says Ireland is not alone in Europe in taking its time to put together a government following an election.
It's early days yet, so nobody is showing any concern here. Anyway, as I said, you know, look at countries like Belgium. It didn't have a government for, I don't know, over 12, 18 months or something. People are well used at European level having to form coalitions and maybe unlikely alliances at times to govern. So there's no indication of that. I think if there are any issues arising, probably the first place you'll see that will be the markets, not among politicians if they are concerned. But I think as of now, we don't have anything to worry about.
Their weapons would be powerless before the onslaught of the beast. The beast. The beast.
Deep down, things that don't want to be found. Lurking in the underground. Rearing up ahead to break the surface. Each day brings new things to find for the curious mind, working through the night to learn the purpose. It's all impossibly unimaginably hot.
Band from Glastonbury in England, and they're called the Moulettes. Keep an eye out for them on their European tour in 2016.
Now you can follow Europe Today on Twitter. This is Eva Rützel for Europe Today on 103.2 Dublin City FM. Today I talk to Mr. Holger Hertwig, a German Expressionist artist. Until 31st March you can visit his exhibition of paintings in Rathfarnham Castle in Dublin. His paintings show impressions of Ireland. Hi Mr. Hertwig, how are you?
Hi Mrs. Rützel, very nice, thank you.
Let us talk about your exhibition. Mm-hmm. Your paintings show the Irish landscapes. What inspired you to draw these motifs?
Yes, Ireland always has been a country of longing for me. And last summer I was there for the first time together with a friend.
Oh, interesting.
And, yes, and for 3 weeks we were riding by motorcycle across this wonderful country. And the landscape, mm-hmm. but also the people, the music and Irish history have inspired me very, very much.
Oh, okay. That sounds good, yeah. Most of your exhibitions have been in northern Germany until now. How did you organize your exhibition here in Dublin?
As more and more island paintings were created, there was the idea to show these in Ireland.
Yeah.
And then I sat down with the German embassy in Dublin, and this has made a contact to Rathfarnham Castle and helped me otherwise too.
Mm-hmm. Very nice, yeah. Mm-hmm. It is your first separate exhibition in a foreign country, I read. What do you expect for that? And is it your goal to become an international artist now?
Yeah, an international artist. this is not easy, I think. Expressionism only plays a very small role in the art today, but I see this quite relaxed, and I think the future will show.
Yeah. You want to donate the proceeds of sale. What persuades you to do that?
Yes, it should be a small thanks for your great, wonderful country, for Ireland.
So people can do a good deed for that. Very nice. Let us talk also about your art style. Your paintings are very colorful. What is the meaning of that?
I'm expressionist, and it's the power of the colors and shapes, the interplay of colors and shapes, what's interesting for me.
Oh, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. The group of German expressionist artists called Die Brücke inspired you. Why do you find them fascinating?
Yes, in 2008 I saw a large exhibition of the artist group Brücke, and like I said, the power of the colors and shapes, and since then I can't imagine to paint in another style.
And did they influence your paintings anyhow?
I don't want to copy these old expressionists.
Yeah, but, of course.
But they are an important source of inspiration for me.
Sure, yeah. You call yourself the last expressionist. Do you want to encourage other people with that to raise the expressionist style?
The high day of expressionism was between 1905 and 1933. And then the Nazis banned it. It was said then to the expressionism and Art der Kunst. And I want that expressionism lives on and that it has a place in the art of the present and in the art of the future.
And we can also talk a little about your private life,
mm-hmm.
if it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you work as an art and geography teacher in Germany, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What is the most important thing to tell younger artists?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm a teacher too. I organize every year a small exhibition for my students, which will be held at the city hall of the small town nearby Bremen, in which I work.
Mm-hmm.
And my advice to young artists is that they should not be based on fashions and trends, but go their own way as artists.
Oh, okay. So we invite every person to go to your exhibition now. Yeah. And if we want to get more information, how can we contact you? Do you have a website or anything like that?
Yes, you can contact me on my Facebook page, Holger Hertwig, my name, and then the last expressionist, or the letzte expressionist on German.
Great. Thank you for the interview. And thank you for taking the time to talk to us here on Europe Today.
Yeah, sehr gern.
Broadcasting on 103.2, this is Dublin City FM.
The Wheel and the Department of the Taoiseach yesterday launched a new information service to promote awareness of the EU-funded Europe for Citizens programme and to facilitate access to funding for activities such as town twinning, town networks and civil society projects that are currently funded through this pan-European initiative. Europe Today spoke to The Wheel CEO Deirdre Garvey to find out a little bit more about all this. Deirdre, thanks a million for taking the time out to talk to us here on Europe Today. Deirdre, first thing I was going to ask is, how did The Wheel become involved with the programme?
The Wheel responded to an advertisement from the Department of the Taoiseach.
All right, okay.
Placed on the eTenders website. Basically, what had happened was that the national contact point for the Programme for Europe programme was put out to tender by the Department of the Taoiseach because they were unsatisfied with the amount of proposals for funding going to Europe under this programme coming from Ireland.
Right.
So they figured that it needed to be re-tendered and a bit of life put into it. So we saw that advertised and we put in a proposal and we were delighted to have been awarded the contract successfully towards the end of May.
Fantastic. And when did that all happen?
Okay, yeah, the tender was advertised in March and
All right.
Submitted our proposal in March and then we found out that we were successful towards the end of May. We signed a contract with the Department of the Taoiseach there at the beginning of June and we were delighted to have organised already a launch of the programme just today.
Well, that was indeed, that's what I was just wondering because that seems extraordinarily quick. Well done to everybody involved to get it up and running so quickly. What would be the main focus for the immediate future, Deirdre?
Well, the first thing we did in the first month was to launch the website,
So
europeforcitizens.ie, which has information about the programme and about the grants that are available right now to be applied for. The second thing we did finish today, which was to organise a high-profile launch, and we were delighted to have that happen today with the Minister present. And we had over 60 community and voluntary organisations with us in the Department of the Taoiseach today in government buildings. And then the next phase of the project is to we have recruited a new staff person to work on this programme. We are going to be researching all of the different areas that groups might want to apply for. And then we are going to be running roadshow and information events all around Ireland in the autumn,
okay,
which will tell people about the funding opportunities and then hold their hands to help them make these funding applications because they're not necessarily straightforward.
Right, so it's all go, Deirdre, there's no doubt about it. It's all go. You're not even getting almost a chance to think about it from the beginning. It's right in at the deep end. Well done, yeah.
Well, they wanted the programme to be, you know, sort of shaken up a bit, so we have started in that vein and that's the way we aim to continue.
And Deirdre, had you got a connection in the wheel there with any European initiatives previously to this?
Well, we've been doing work over the past 5 years with the European Parliament in terms of communicating Europe to community and voluntary organisations here in Ireland.
All right.
And we have just completed a research study about all of the new funding programmes across all of the different areas in the European Commission and Parliament, all of the different funding streams that might be possible to apply for community and voluntary organisations. So from that respect, we've had an increasing amount of work with this kind of information for community groups here in Ireland about the funding programmes and about the different initiatives in Europe. So that's kind of the link where we in The Wheel come into it, because we're an organisation here in Ireland and we're a national organisation and our aim in life is to help charities and community and voluntary organisations do their work better. And part of that is telling them where and when funding opportunities are around and then helping them to fill in the application forms so that they can apply and have a greater chance of success about.
It is an initiative of the European Commission, but it also comes under the Department of the Taoiseach. Can you clarify that for me?
Well, what happens is that the actual European Brussels-based agency that is overseeing this across all 28 countries is called the Education, Audiovisual and Culture Executive Agency, right?
Yeah.
And so what that is a sort of an overarching central body and that needs to have a sort of a government contact point in each country.
Right.
So the Department of the Taoiseach is the government contact point, but the Department of the Taoiseach sort of said, well, we don't want the money.
we're not placed
very well to be liaising out there with community groups and getting them to apply for this money. So what we'll do is we'll put put it out to tender and find the right partner.
Right, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
In order, so really what we're doing here in the Wheel is we're partnering with the Department of the Taoiseach and this Education, Audiovisual and Culture Executive Agency in Brussels,
right,
to make sure that the information gets out on the ground to people and then to help them make the application.
And as regards the European Commission in Ireland, was there a connection with your organisation and them as well?
Well, the European Commission, Barbara Nolan, the head of the European Commission, spoke at our launch today.
I see that,
yeah. Very supportive of this programme and was really delighted to see the energy spring into it so quickly. We also had the head of the European Parliament representation in Dublin also attend the launch. So we were really pleased to have representatives of the Commission and the Parliament because, let's face it, an awful lot of people out there, you know, just think of the EU as, well, just, you know, sort of one big,
yeah,
you know, sort of,
yeah, yeah,
you know, over there in Brussels.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily be able to tell the difference between agencies and commissions and parliaments and, you know, it can be confusing.
It is indeed.
So what we're trying to do with sort of having a sort of a charity now, you know, as a national contact point, is that we can speak the language of, I guess, ordinary people,
right, indeed,
just in terms,
brilliant,
of understanding where they're coming from and,
fantastic,
try and make it really much more accessible.
Fantastic. And where can people find out a bit more, Deirdre, if you can give us some contact details or maybe some website details?
It's the europeforcitizens.ie website. So that,
yep,
is... obviously, Europe, F-O-R, citizens, plural, .ie.
And it's almost all one word except for the .ie part,
all,
yeah,
one word.
Yeah,
and you can also contact the Wheel's own organisation website. And our website is www.wheel.ie.
Brilliant. And
so
the two,
either of those places.
Is there a possibility as well, Deirdre, that individuals can apply for individual funding on initiatives, or is it just purely for organisations?
It's for organisations.
Right, okay. No doubt we will be speaking to you as the whole programme rolls out, and we'll maybe touch base with you later on in the year to find out exactly how everything is going.
Great, be delighted to.
Deirdre, thanks a million for taking the time out to talk to us here on Europe Today.
Thank you very much.
E totul în viteză, de lir cât cerul de înalt. Suntem în antiteză, subiecții unui simplu joc murdar. Ochii mei rușinați coboară doritor, dar te respir. Acest urban decor. Mă ucide ea, mă ucide ea. În ce? Îmi vrea inima, îmi vrea inima. În pie. E atât de grațioasă printre mulțimi de oameni plictisiți pe drum. Și pare un dans ascuns, supuși dansează doi necunoscuți. Wow. Ochii mei rușinați coboară doritor, dar te respir în acest inima.
young artist from Romania by the name of Mihail, and that's a track called Mause de A. Well, I'm afraid that's all we have time for this week's folks. I hope you've enjoyed the programme. Again, I want to say a very special thank you to our guests this week, Holger Herzig, German Expressionist painter, who, don't forget, has his exhibition in Rathfarnham Castle until the 29th of April, and CEO of The Wheel, Deirdre Garvey. I also want to say a very special thank you to my co-presenter this week, Ava Rutzel. Thank you, Ava. If you want to get in contact with the programme, you can give us a ring on 865-8020, that's 865-8020. You can text us on 087-977-1032. And don't forget to check out our support website platforms, which is europetoday.ie. That'll have a link to all the various items that we spoke about today. You can also check us out on Twitter. Join us again here on 103.2 Dublin City FM at the same time next week on your programme Europe Today.